Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Hey everyone, Jesse here.
And I'm Karen. Welcome to Absolute Beginners Season 1, Lesson 24. What are you going to do in Latin America?
All right, so let's get right to it. Karen, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use ir a plus a verb, which is used to talk about future actions.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at a bar, and it's between Paco and Samuel.
So the conversation is between friends, which means we'll hear informal Spanish, and they're trying to decide what to order.
Let's listen to the dialogue.
¿Qué vas a pedir?
No sé, aún estoy pensando.
Yo también. Hay muchas opciones.
Le voy a preguntar al mesero.
Let's listen to the dialogue one time slowly.
¿Qué vas a pedir?
No sé. Aún estoy pensando.
Yo también. Hay muchas opciones.
Le voy a preguntar al mesero.
And now, with the English translation.
¿Qué vas a pedir?
What are you going to order?
No sé, aún estoy pensando.
I'm not sure. I'm still thinking.
Yo también. Hay muchas opciones.
Me too. There are a lot of choices.
Le voy a preguntar al mesero.
I'm going to ask the waiter. So, Karen, in this conversation, they're at a bar. Is there anything you can tell me about bars in Spanish-speaking countries?
Well, let me say first that there are many different types of bars. There are the regular ones that people go just to drink because they're less expensive, but there's nothing special about them.
Mm.
Now, there are other ones that are expensive and fancy, and people go because it's different. And there are also bars that are, in a way, a little like a club, where people actually dance a little, and in my opinion, these are very fun.
Ah, yes, I agree. I went to Mexico a few years ago, and almost everyone was dancing. I think dancing is a big part of partying out in Latin America. It wasn't a nightclub, but it was really fun. The good thing about these bars most of the times is that it's free to get in.
Yes, that's true. Now, most of the bars sell food as well, but in a lot of cases, they also provide some kind of snack while you're drinking.
But not all of them, right?
Actually, I would say that the less expensive bars provide something most of the times, but the fancy bars, not so much.
I'd say that sounds about right.
Yeah, also, sometimes the menus are huge and it's hard to decide what to order. But just remember that the servers can always recommend the most popular dishes or drinks from the house.
That's for sure. They're usually very honest. If you want to order something and you ask them if it's good, sometimes they'll recommend something else entirely to you instead.
Yes, and also one thing about age, since we're talking about bars, in most Spanish-speaking countries, you have to be 18 and over to be able to enter bars and clubs.
So don't forget, if you're planning to go to a Spanish-speaking country, make sure to be 18 if you want to go to bars and nightclubs.
That's right, and always remember to ask for recommendations when you're going out to eat or drink.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
irse.
To leave, to take off, to get out.
Irse. Irse.
Next is
aún.
Still, yet.
Aún. Aún.
Next we have
opción.
Option.
Opción. Opción.
Next up is
pedir.
To ask for, to request.
Pedir. Pedir.
Next is
saber.
To know how.
Saber. Saber.
Next is
pensar.
To think.
Pensar. Pensar.
Next is
mesero.
Waiter, waitress.
Mesero. Mesero.
Last we have
preguntar.
To ask a question, to wonder.
Preguntar. Preguntar.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
ir.
To go. Now, this is an irregular verb, perhaps the most common verb in the Spanish language. It was conjugated in the dialogue. What form did it take on?
Voy.
Meaning, I go. This is ir in the first person singular. Voy. I go. We also saw another conjugated form of ir, right?
Yes, right. Vas.
You go. The second person singular of the verb ir. Vas. You go. In the lesson notes PDF, we put the rest of the verb conjugations of ir, so please check those out.
In the dialogue, these forms of ir were followed by a. Voy, a, vas, a.
Yes, and we'll talk about that more later on in the lesson focus. What's our next word?
Aún.
Aún, meaning still.
Paco asks Samuel what he's going to have, and Samuel says, aún estoy pensando.
I'm still thinking.
Right. We can also use aún no if we want to say not yet.
Yes, we can use it both ways, in an affirmative sense and negative sense as well. Next is?
Opciones.
Options. So as you can tell, this is a cognate, opciones. In the dialogue, it's used in the plural, and the singular would be opción, which is option, alternative, or choice in English.
In the dialogue, Paco says, hay muchas opciones.
There are a lot of choices. And our last word is?
Pedir.
To ask for, to request.
Now, this is an IR verb.
Right. In the dialogue, Paco says,
¿Qué vas a pedir?
What are you going to order? Very useful word for when you go out to eat.
For sure.
Okay, let's move on to the lesson focus.
In this lesson, you will learn how to use ir a plus a verb.
Which in English is going to plus a verb, as in going to study.
Yes, so let's start.
Okay, so as we mentioned before, the verb ir is one of the most commonly used in Spanish.
Usually, it just means to go, as in physically go somewhere.
Right. But it also has the more idiomatic usage of going to, as in going to do something. It's the same as in English. You use it to talk about future actions. Before we go ahead and explain that, let's review the conjugated forms of ir.
Sure.
I go.
Yo voy.
You go.
Tú vas.
He or she goes.
Él, ella va.
We go.
Nosotros vamos.
They go.
Ellos van.
And how about you all go?
Ustedes van.
Okay, and there's one more form that's used in Spain, which is vosotros.
Vosotros vais.
So now that we went over those different forms of ir, let's see how we use it in the grammar we're learning today.
Again, it's ir a plus the infinitive of a verb.
Remember that the infinitive is the form that ends in ar, er, or ir.
Yes, for example, in the dialogue we had Le voy a preguntar al mesero, and it's translated as I'm going to ask the waiter.
We can see how the verb ir is there in the first person singular. Le voy a. I'm going to. Let's break it down.
Le voy a.
I'm going to.
Preguntar.
Ask.
Al mesero.
The waiter. All together again.
Le voy a preguntar al mesero.
So when talking about something you are going to do, you can use voy a, verb. I'm going to, verb.
Exactly.
And we also had another example of ir a in the dialogue.
Yes, we did. Paco says, ¿Qué vas a pedir?
What are you going to order? This time we had the second person singular form of ir, which is vas. Let's break this one down too.
¿Qué?
What?
¿Vas a?
You going to?
Pedir.
Order. All together again.
¿Qué vas a pedir?
What are you going to order? Great. The sentence order is basically word for word the same as English. Let's look at some fresh new examples now.
Good idea. What about van a salir hoy en la noche?
Which is they're going out tonight.
Okay, so van comes from the verb ir, and it's in the third person plural.
Yes, and we can also see how the infinitive salir comes after. Van a salir.
They're going to go out. Let's try another example.
Vamos a ir a la fiesta de Mario. And in English, it's we're going to Mario's party.
Yes, so vamos is the first person plural. And ir, to go, is the infinitive. So that's ir a plus a verb in the infinitive.
Right. So vamos a ir.
We're going to go.
Right. So listeners, just keep in mind that this grammar point is basically like an equation.
Yes, that's right. Just remember, ir a plus the infinitive.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this lesson. Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized it with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult or interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you learn proper pronunciation,
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to SpanishPod101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure to let us know if you have any questions.
We look forward to hearing from you. See you all next time.
Adios.
¿Qué vas a pedir?
No sé, aún estoy pensando.
Yo también. Hay muchas opciones.
Le voy a preguntar al mesero.